Welcome to the OCR GCSE Further Mathematics Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving into one of the most symbol-heavy topics in the specification, set notation. That's topic 5.5. Whether you're sitting the foundation or higher tier, this topic will come up, and the good news is that once you crack the symbols, it's genuinely one of the most logical and satisfying parts of the course. So, what is set notation? At its heart, it's a precise mathematical language for describing collections of objects. We call these collections sets. Think of a set like a labeled box. You can put numbers, shapes, or any mathematical objects inside it. Set notation gives us a universal shorthand to describe what's in those boxes, how they overlap, and what's left out. It bridges three big areas of further maths: logic, probability, and algebra. Examiners love it because it tests whether you can read symbols fluently and translate between diagrams and notation. Let's build up your symbol vocabulary, starting with the essentials. First up, the universal set, written as the Greek letter C. It looks like a curly E. This represents every possible element we're considering in a given problem. On a Venn diagram, it's the big rectangle that contains everything. Never forget the universal set when answering questions about complements. This is one of the most common places candidates drop marks. Next, elements and membership. If we say 3 is an element of set A, we write it as 3 epsilon A, where epsilon is that curved symbol that looks like a backwards E. If something is not in a set, we put a diagonal line through the epsilon. Simple, but examiners do test this directly. Now, the two big operations, union and intersection. These are the heart of the topic. The union symbol looks like a capital U. Think of it as a cup that holds everything. A union B means all elements that are in A or in B or in both. The key word is or. If you see the union symbol, think or. The intersection symbol looks like an upside down U, an arch, or a bridge. A intersection B means only the elements that are in both A and B simultaneously. The key word is and. Intersection equals and. Here's a memory trick that works brilliantly. Union looks like a U for unite, bringing everything together. Intersection looks like an arch, only what's underneath both, where they cross. Third essential concept, the complement. If A is a set, then A prime, written as A with a little apostrophe, means everything in the universal set that is not in A. Imagine you've highlighted set A on your Venn diagram. A prime is everything you haven't highlighted, including elements outside all the circles, but still inside the rectangle. Critical warning here. Candidates consistently lose marks by forgetting elements that sit inside the universal set rectangle but outside all the circles. Those elements are absolutely part of A prime. Always check the rectangle. Fourth, the empty set. Written as a circle with a diagonal line through it, the null symbol. This means a set with no elements whatsoever. Be very careful. The empty set is not the number 0. 0 is a number and can be an element of a set. The empty set contains nothing at all. Confusing these two is a classic notation error that examiners penalize. Fifth, set builder notation. This is how we define sets using a rule rather than listing every element. It looks like open curly bracket x colon, then a condition, close curly bracket. For example, the set of all x such that x is greater than 5 would be written as curly bracket x colon, x greater than 5, curly bracket. The colon is read as such that. This notation is especially important when sets are defined by inequalities. You'll see it frequently in algebra questions. Sixth, number sets. OCR expects you to know the symbols for specific number sets without them being defined in the question paper. The integers, all whole numbers, positive and negative, are written as a double-struck Z from the German word Zahlen, meaning numbers. The rational numbers, all fractions and terminating or recurring decimals, are written as a double-struck Q for quotient. The real numbers, everything on the number line, including irrationals like pi and root 2, are written as a double-struck R. These appear in set builder notation questions, so memorize them. Now let's talk about Venn diagrams, because set notation and Venn diagrams are tested together constantly. A two-set Venn diagram has two overlapping circles inside a rectangle. The four regions are A only, B only, the intersection of A and B, and the area outside both circles but inside the rectangle. For three-set diagrams, you have seven regions inside the circles plus the outside region, eight regions total. When populating a three-set Venn diagram, always start with the central intersection of all three sets, then work outwards. This systematic approach prevents double counting, which is where most errors occur. For shading questions, where you're asked to shade a region, use a two-step approach for complex expressions. Take a union B complement as an example. First, lightly shade a union B, that's both circles, then shade everything that is not in that region. What you end up shading is the area outside both circles inside the rectangle. This two-step method is examiner approved and dramatically reduces errors. Now let's talk exam technique, because knowing the maths is only half the battle. The most important thing to understand about set notation questions is the difference between being asked for the elements of a set versus the number of elements. If a question asks you to list the members of A intersection B, you write them in curly brackets. For example, curly bracket 3, 7, 11 curly bracket. If it asks for N of A intersection B, that's N with brackets, you write a single number. So 3 the geno. 3, these require completely different answers, and mixing them up costs marks every single time. Command word awareness is crucial. When a question says write down or state, you need a brief, direct answer. No working required. When it says show that or prove, you must demonstrate every step. When it says describe the region, you need to use correct set notation in your answer, not just shade a diagram. The mark scheme for shading questions typically awards one mark for correctly identifying and shading the region. For listing elements, one mark is usually given for each correct element identified up to the total available. For probability questions based on Venn diagrams, follow-through marks are available, so even if your Venn diagram has an error, you can still earn marks for correctly applying probability rules to your incorrect diagram, as long as your logic is sound. Let's go through the four most common mistakes candidates make, so you can avoid them. Mistake number one, confusing union and intersection. This is the single most common error. Remember, union is or, everything in either set. Intersection is and, only what's in both. If you mix these up, every subsequent answer will be wrong. Drill this distinction until it's automatic. Mistake number two, forgetting elements outside the circles. When finding a complement, candidates almost always remember to include elements from the other circle, but they forget the elements sitting in the rectangle outside all circles. These are part of the universal set and must be included in any complement. Always scan the entire rectangle. Mistake number three, writing zero instead of the empty set symbol. If two sets have no elements in common, the intersection is the empty set, the null symbol. Writing zero is mathematically incorrect and will not earn the mark. They look similar, but they mean completely different things. Mistake number four, missing curly brackets when listing set members. If a question asks you to write down the elements of a set, your answer must be enclosed in curly brackets. Writing 1, 2, 3 without brackets is a notation error. Write it as curly bracket 1, 2, 3, curly bracket. One more tip on timing. Set notation questions are typically worth 1 to 4 marks each. At roughly 1 minute per mark in the further maths paper, a 4-mark question should take you about 4 to 5 minutes. Don't overcomplicate these questions. They reward precision and correct notation, not lengthy explanations. Now, let's do a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, pause for a few seconds, then give you the answer. Ready? Question one. What does the symbol that looks like an upside down U mean? That's the intersection. Elements in both sets simultaneously. The key word is and. Question two. How do you write the set of all X such that X is less than 10 in set builder notation? Curly bracket X colon X less than 10, curly bracket. Question three. CISA contains the numbers 1 through to 10. Set A contains even numbers. What is A prime? A prime is 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, all the odd numbers in the universal set. Question 4. What is the difference between N of A and A itself? N of A is the number of elements, a single integer. A itself is the set, listed in curly brackets. Question 5. If A intersection B equals the empty set, what does that tell you about sets A and B? They share no common elements. They are disjoint sets. How did you do? If you got all five, you're in great shape. If any caught you out, go back and review that concept before your exam. Let's wrap up with the five things you absolutely must remember for set notation in your OCR Further Maths exam. One, union means, or the U symbol, all elements in either set. Intersection means, and the arch symbol, only elements in both sets. Two, A prime means everything in the universal set that is not in A. Always check the rectangle for elements outside the circles. 3. The empty set, the null symbol, means no elements. It is not the number 0. 4. When listing set members, always use curly brackets. When asked for n of A, give a single number. 5. For complex shading questions, use the two-step method. Shade the inner region first, then shade its complement. You've got this. Set notation rewards careful, precise thinking, and that's exactly what OCR examiners are looking for. Good luck in your exam, and keep revising.